Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah tzaddik tes, mitzvah number 99. Mitzvahs levishas big day akonim. Just today's shir will be li'ili nishmas, those murdered in yesterday's terrible attack. And Kodesh Baruch Hu should show us the aura of the geula. Again, enough of the v'lamal shidim ati sikva v'chalarisha kreg atoved. And Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem yikum damam. And Kodesh Baruch Hu should only shower Klal Yisrael from here on, Mikana Lahaba, with Simcha and Bracha, and Nachas for all of the nation. Okay, Mitzvah Slavisha's Big Day Kohanim. So the Mitzvah of the Kohanim wearing Big Day Kahuna. Shenitztavu HaKohanim Lilbosh Begadim Yuchadim Ligdula B'Chavid. The Kohanim, and this is the Chinuch Shita and the Rambam Shita is, it's one big fat mitzvah, both for Kohen Hedyot and for Kohen Gadol. There is a Shita of Rav Sadigo, and he seems to count Big Day Kohen Gadol as a separate mitzvah, but most other Rishonim, the Rambam and the Chinuch included, count it as one mitzvah. The Kohanim, respectively, whoever you are, wearing your appropriate begadim, ligdula v'chavod v'az yavdu b'mikdash, and then you'll be able to work in the Beis HaMikdash, sh'ne'amar, v'asu Big Day Kodesh la'aron achicha u'levanav. As you shall mute, Moshe Rabbeinu should make begadim for Aaron and for his children. There was something unique about Big Day Kahuna, which we will talk about, but just two Gemaras just to start us off. The Gemara in Peches in Maseches Zvachim tells us that each of the begadim is mechaper for a different Aveira. Why are the Karbanos and Big Day Kahuna put next to each other in the Torah, Parshat Tetzaveh, to teach us, Ma Karbanos Mechaper, not Big Day Kahuna Mechaper. Just like the Karbanos Mechaper, so too the Big Day Kahuna are Mechaper. The Ksones is Mechaper on Shvichas Damim, the Mechnasayim is Mechaper, the pants on Gili Arayis, and the Mitznefes is Mechaper, the hat on Gassus Haruach. Each of the Begadim, the Gemara goes through, Choshen is Mechaper on Ivas Hadin, Choshen, which is all about the Choshen Mishpat, is Mechaper, that's where the tour got his name from, and for monetary laws, Mechaper on Dinim, the Me'il, the long coat, which we'll talk more about tomorrow, ripping the coat, is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. It goes through each of the Begadim. So there's something unique and magical just about the Kohanim wearing the Begadim. It's Mechaper for certain Averis. Hopefully we'll get back to more of that a little bit later. And the Gemara in Yuma even has a line in Daf Ayin Beis. The Gemara says, El Male Big Day Kahuna Lo Nishtayer Mison Eyen Shel Yisrael Sarid Upalit. Were it not for the Big Day Kahuna, Bnei Yisrael wouldn't be left anymore. So Rashi says, "Sha'al Yedayin Makriven a Karbanus Hamachapren al Yisrael." What it really means is that, you know, the begadim, which are worn during the Avodah, so that's the Klal Yisrael. But Pashas of the Gemara is just the begadim themselves. There's something special about these begadim. So, that's what we're going to talk about over the next couple of minutes. What is unique about these begadim? So, the Chinuch first talks about, as he always does, Hashkafa. Three ideas. He quotes two, we'll add another one. Three ideas behind the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna. The first is his famous comment, as he writes again, Misharshi HaMitzvah HaYesoda Kavu Alanu, Ki HaAdam Nif'al Lafi Pu'ulosav. A person is influenced by his actions. We'll call this number one, regarding the person himself. Lagabe Atzmo. That's reason number one. A person is influenced by their own actions. V'achareya Machshavosav HaKavanosav. And my thoughts and my kavanas will be influenced by my actions. V'ashliach HaMechaper Tzorach Lahatviz Kol Machshavosav HaKavanosav LaAvoda. And the shliach, the Kohen that is bringing atonement, he has to focus totally on the Avoda. Al Kain Roy Liz Fabish Begadim Yuchadim Eleha, and that's why he needs special clothing. Why? Shek Shiestakel B'chol Makom Shebegufo Miadiye Niskar Umis Oer Belibo Lifnei Mihu Oved. If I'm dressed in a certain way, that itself will affect my behavior. If I'm wearing a t-shirt and jeans, and if I'm wearing a suit, I act differently. I feel differently. If I go in for an interview, and I'm dressed in a certain way, that's going to affect me. So that's what he says. It's for the person himself. All of us, I look around, and I see I'm wearing a suit. I see I'm wearing something more formal. So that is something that's going to affect me. V'zeh ke'ein tefillin. Bez Hashem, we'll get back to this connection also. He said this is like tefillin. Just like tefillin is supposed to act as a reminder. She'netztavu akol la'aniach piksas haguf. She'lezakar machshavas hakosher. That's why we have tefillin near our mind, near our brain, and near our heart, because it's supposed to influence us and remind us. Even though the Kohen also wears tefillin, we'll have to talk about that soon. What, how, and when did he wear tefillin? Even the Kohen generally wears tefillin. You can say, why does he need something else? He has the tefillin. No, some people need extra reminders, like the Kohen. The king, we'll learn at the end of Dvarim, has an extra sefer Torah he has to write. So too the Kohen And the Kohen Gadol requires extra reminders. And that is why, if you look at the Begadim, says the Chinuch, fitting into my first Hashkafic reason, it's not exactly how you would expect it. The bottom of the Begadim has to go mamish until his ankle. You might say, raise it a little bit, all the way. No, because any part of his body where he looks at, he's going to think of Hashem. He's going to think about, oh, Big Day Kahuna. I'm special. I'm doing the Avoda now. And the sleeve has to go all the way down to his palm. And the hat is so big that a lot of times you can look up and you can see the hat on your head. Whenever he lifts up his eyes, he'll see his hat. And the belt. We call it a belt, but the Gemara says, Beferish, in Zvachim, the second parak, that the belt was not worn. The Avnet was not worn low down where we wear belts. It was worn higher up, not all the way by the underarms, but higher up, and it was wrapped around, some say 32 times. It was a very, very long belt. Also, so you always remember you have this on. We always realize and remember that we have it on. But that is all, reason number one for the Beit HaKahuna, so the person himself can remember that he is an Oved Hashem, and he is bringing kapar for the nation. Next page. And this is all these details of the Begadim is proof to what I said. Then he says, this is really number two. Milvad, besides the fact, Sheyesh be'inyin kavod labayis ula'avoda, b'yos ha'ovein melubash b'lavosh miyuchad la'avoda. Besides, number two, it's kavod for the Beis HaMikdash to have a person dressed properly. Right? If somebody walks into shul and people are dressed like shlumps, another shul, they're dressed appropriately bechavadik, so that's kavod for the shul, not just kavod for the person. So this is l'gabe the Mikdash. Right, we have to dress properly because it's a makam kadosh, and therefore we have to wear special clothes. That's number two. Number three, if you look in the footnote, he quotes the Mar Nevuchim in Oz Gimel. I didn't bring it to you because he quotes it beferish. Because, says the Rambam, it's just human nature that we judge people based on what they wear. It shouldn't be. It should be like it says in Perkei Avos, Al Tistakel B'Kankel and El B'Mashi Yishbo. But part, as we have mentioned by a number of mitzvahs already, part of the Beis HaMikdash environment is supposed to inspire all Jews that come to visit the Beis HaMikdash. So the Ovdim there have to wear special begadim so that they properly are able to inspire those that come. That's the Rambam in Oz Gimel and the Mar Nevuchim. So you have three reasons. Mitzad the Kohanim themselves, Mitzad the Beis HaMikdash, and Mitzad those who come see the Kohanim. The Kfar HaSavno, I've already said, when people are inspired by the house, then their hearts will get soft, v'yashuvu el Hashem, and they will return to Hashem. The major Lamdish Sugya in Big Day Kahuna, as is stated by the Achronim, is the question of, how do we look at Big Day Kahuna? When a Kohen, or a Kohen Gadol, wears the Big Day Kahuna? The Kohen, we know, wears four special begadim. He wears the shirt, the ktones, he wears the mechnasayim, he wears the shorts, or the long shorts, and he wears the hat, he wears the migba'as, and the mitznefes, depending if you're a Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot, what it's called, and he wears the avnet. And then the Kohen Gadol has the extra four begadim, the choshen, and the ephod, and the me'il, and the tzitz. Right, so those four begadim, the tzitz, and the me'il, and the choshen, and the ephod, so those are the four extra ones of the Kohen Gadol, and the first four that we mentioned are the Birgei Kohen Hedyot. How do we look at that? When the Kohen wears this begadim, is that what allows him to do the avoda? What we would call, it's a din in the avoda. You can't do the avoda without these begadim. Or deeper, explained the Achronim, it's a din in the Kohen. If he's not wearing these begadim, he's not fully a Kohen. It doesn't mean that you have to put on these clothing to duchen. There might be a Kohen Lagabe mitzvahs outside the Beis HaMikdash and a Kohen Lagabe mitzvahs in the Beis HaMikdash. A Kohen does not have to wear bidikud di truma or to duchen. But to do the avoda, maybe we will say he's not a Kohen without it. Why would you say this? Because the Gemara seems to say it. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yud Zayin, Bizman Shebigdeyim Aleihem kuhunasam aleihem. Ein bigdeim aleihem, ein kuhunasam aleihem. They're not kahanim, the Gemara says, without the begadim. So that is a major discussion in the Achronim, and many Achronim say that this goof is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam counts bigdei kahuna as a separate mitzvah saseh daraisa. Mitzvah lamed gimel, mitzvah number 33, says the Rambam, shenitztavu akonim lubosh begadim yuchadim l'chavr l'sefaris. Kohanim are commanded to wear begadim l'chavr l'sefaris v'zyavdu b'mikdash. He mentions Avoda, but you'll see. As it says, Vasa be the Kolosh Laharon Achicha L'chavar L'Sevaris. And he quotes that Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Yud Zayin. Says the Ramban, what is the Ramban counting this for? There's no separate mitzvah to wear the begadim. It's part of doing the Avoda. Says the Ramban, V'dayto zos lomar, kivan deim b'levish of begadim shloi b'shas Avoda, shum mitzvah, einu ala hechshar Avoda. Shim avad b'pachas v'eno b'yoser b'yan, tipas Avoda. So if you wear 9 begadim, if you wear 7 begadim, or 3 begadim, the Avoda is possible. It's a din in the Avoda. V'hinehu chelek b'mitzvahs Avodim avad b'hem. V'im hayinu monim, ze mitzvah. If you count levishas big day kuhun as a separate mitzvah, Mr. Rambam, hayaroi shetimne mitzvahs big day lovan b'yom ha-kipurim. Mitzvah acheres. Kimos ze Kain Mose, V'chein Roi Limnos Bigdei Kohen Gadol Mitzvah U'Bigdei Kohen Hedio Mitzvah Sheinis. Says the Ramban, I disagree. Avakulan Chalakim Yichelki HaAvoda HaMitzuva Mimenu Yisbarach V'yamim HaNemurim Bohen. Right, it's all part of the Avoda. One doesn't need. Just like, and this Ramban we quoted already, just like making the menorah and making the shulchan and making all those orange hadra separate mitzvahs, making, doing the Avoda. This is just a detail in the Avoda. That is the Ramban. What would the Rambam answer? Separate mitzvahs I say. So explains the Leif Sameach, one of the great Achronim, explaining the Rambam, because it's a din in the Kohen. There's a separate idea. You're right if you don't wear the begadim, the Avodah is pasul. But just because of that doesn't mean it's a detail of the Avodah. There's a separate mitzvah aseh d'oraisa to wear the begadim. In the language of the Leif Sameach, Shalo, he says, look at the, he said, Abel Ani Omer Emes, Shim Avat, Shalo Bevagadim Avodasa Psula, Avalo Bishvil Kachim, Chalak Mimena, Vakaz of Yochiach. What does the Pasuk say? V'yasiz Avig Deklosh Laron Achicha, L'chavod L'Sevaris. Doesn't say Lavod. It's to bring glory to them. Nothing to do with the specific Avoda. And then he says, V'na'asim kohanim al yadam u'miyo zekein she'ilo abagadim mefa'arinosan u'mo'rin al kuhunasam tziva od Hashem Yisbarach sh'loyu osam avodah beis mekdashu elo bahem. V'chulu. That is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Many nafgaminas related to this discussion, whether it's a din in the Kohen or a din in the Avoda. Let's say you have people who are not kohanim, who are able to do the Avoda. So that's a great place to look. Do they have to wear their begadim? If it's in the Kohen, yeah, no, they don't. If it's in the Avodah, they do. First thing we can discuss, Moshe Rabbeinu, today's Zayin Adar, Baruch Hashem, we had to have a connection. The Gemara asked in Maseches Tainus and Maseches Avodah Zarah the same question. Did Moshe wear Bigdei Kahuna when he was Mechanech the Mishkan during Shivas Yimei Miluim? That's the question of the Gemara. So one way to understand that question, Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Vav and Tainus Daf Yud Aleph, one way to understand the question is, Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody agrees, was not a Kohen. The question is, why do you have to wear the Bigdei Kahuna? Do you have to wear it because to make yourself a Kohen, so you didn't have to wear it? Or do you have to say, is it an Avoda? And this was the Avoda. You can understand the question as, what status does Moshe Rabbeinu have? But that's one area to look in. The Mishnah in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Vav, and the Gemara there discusses, what about women doing the Avoda? The Gemara says that women cannot do the Avoda, and there's a special pasuk for each one. Tosfos there, and Kiddushin Lamed Vav says, what do you need a pasuk for, to say women can't do the Avoda? They don't have the begadim on. They don't wear the begadim. Tosfos has two answers. First answer, they put on the begadim. Second answer, they're not kohanim, so they don't have to wear the begadim. So the achronim say, these two dayas are exactly our issue. According to the first daya, it is a din in the avoda. So they put on the begadim. According to the second daya, no, they don't have to wear the begadim. These are cases that are discussed in the achronim. Might be the sources themselves. There are other nafkaminas, but this is a major issue in Bigdei Kahuna, what people discuss. Okay, let's continue now in the Sefer HaChinuch. Dini HaMitzvah, some of the halachas of the mitzvah, kagon. Biur HaMalbushim Shein Shloshes Minim. We know there are three types. Bigdei, Kohen Hedyot, Min Echad, Bigdei Kohen Gadol Shnei Minim. The Kohen Hedyot has one type, the Bigdei Kohen Gadol has two types, Bigdei Zahav, Bigdei Lavan. He has the golden ones, they're called Bigdei Zahav, and those are not worn, as we know, in the Kodesh Kodashim. Gemara tells us that whenever he goes in on Yom Kippur to the Kodesh Kodashim, he takes off the Bigdei Lavan, Shalo, Kateger, Nasa, Saneger. But Kohen Kodesh Baruch Hu is reminded of the Egel, whenever he sees gold, so therefore he cannot, Kohen Gadol cannot wear gold into the Kodesh Kodashim. And he lists off the Begadim, Ksornis, Mechlasayim, Megbas, Va'avnet. Those are the four of the Kohen Hedyot. The Ksornis is the shirt, Mechlasayim are the pants, Megbas is the hat, Avnet is the belt. And he goes through each one. And then he goes through at the end of the paragraph, which maybe we'll talk about in the future. I don't think we're going to get to it today. They all are able to wear umutah, the third to last line. Umutah l'lavshem b'yom b'imishas avoda b'imishlo b'shaita. A Kohen is allowed to wear his begadim all day, even when he's not doing avoda. He gets dressed in the morning. T'mutah l'hanos ben chutz min ha'avnet, except for the avnet, because the avnet is made out of shatnez. The avnet has semer u'pishkin in it, and therefore the Kohen is only allowed to wear the avnet when he's doing the avoda because of asi dochalo. But other than that, he cannot wear it. The Kohen Gadol, then he says, has eight. Besides the four, he has the tzitz across his forehead, and the choshen, and the ephod, and the me'il, which we'll talk more about the me'il, the long coat made out of tcheles. We'll talk about Hashem more about that tomorrow. And he goes through each one. They have to fit perfectly. And if somebody does not, if a Kohen does not wear these begadim, or he wears extra begadim, he is chayiv misa bidei shamayim. And he is considered, as he quotes the Gemara, quotes it from Sanhedrin, but it's also in Zvachim, the fourth to last line of the next page, bizman shebigdam aleim kuhunasam aleim, ein bigdam aleim, ein kuhunasam aleim. V'yechashvu kizar ha'oveit shuba misa. And if he's not wearing his begadim, he is like a czar who does the avoda, who is chayiv misa. Skipping to the end, v'nuheges mitzvah zu bizman habayis bizichrei kuhuna. This mitzvah applies to male kohanim, bizman habayis, vi over aleha vi oven mechuser begadim, o yoser, yoter, or more, chay misa bidei shemayim. He's chay misa bidei shemayim. We didn't talk about also, the Gemara says at the end of Zvachim, on a bama. If somebody is on a bama outside the base of Mikdash at a time when you're allowed to bring karbanas on a bama, on a private mizbeach, one does not require big day kahuna. You don't have to wear big day kahuna. So that's a shiloh also. How does that connect to our issue? Is there not real avoda there? Or Obama doesn't require a Kohen? And that's why you don't have to wear the begad. Okay, questions. Let's get into some of the discussions of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch, first of all, in Os Gimel. In Os Gimel, he starts talking about each and every one of the big day kahuna. First, he talks about the ephod. The ephod was the apron that the Kohen Gadol wore. Right? This missa, we have to learn about what the begadim looked like. The apron was, it didn't have a front. It had two straps going over the shoulders, and it had a back, and it was attached to another one of the begadim, the choshen. It held the breastplate in place. That was the ephod. But on the shoulders of the ephod were the avnei shoham, six shvatim written on each of the avanim. That is what is shown. He has a picture on the top left, which shvatim were on the right shoulder, and which shvatim were on the left shoulder. The pasuk says that the six shvatim were written on one, and the six, I'll read you the pasuk, shisha mishmosa mal ha'evan achas, v'shimosa shisha ha'no sarim, al ha'evan ashinis kesol dosam. We mentioned a couple of years ago in a parsha shir, the Maral Diskin, who says, what do you mean that word ha'no sarim? This first six on this one, and the remaining six, well, we know there are six remaining. You don't have to say ha'no sarim. We know how many shvatim there are, says the Maral Diskin, because all Bnei Yisrael have to look at themselves as one unit. If these are six, then we're the six remaining ones. Kol Yisrael is one unit, and therefore we are remainders of the rest of the Jewish people. And that's what the other Achronim, I think the Shem and Hatov says, we have to, all Jews in this generation have to look at themselves as remainders from the previous generation. But that is the Avnei Ha'Ephod. What about on the Choshen? Then he goes to talk about the Choshen. Interestingly, unlike we usually think, the Minchas Chinuch has four rows of stones. If you look at his picture in Dibur Maaskal HaChoshen, he has four columns with three in each column. We usually think of four horizontal rows. He has four vertical rows. Three, 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 and three piled on top of each other. It's not foolish, but that's what he has in his structure. Okay, turning over though. Let's get to the what was written on the Choshen. The next page, Dibur Maaskal Vihine, there's a three-way machlokas rishonim. How exactly and what was written on the stones? So we know for sure that the shvatim were written on the stones. What else were written on the stones? So usually we think letters, like the Avnei Shoham, just the shvatim. Ah, I forgot to mention, the Nitziv notes that on the Avnei Shoham, next to every one of the shvatim was a picture. that connoted, that reflected the Shvatim. What picture? Says the Nitziv, that's what Pituchei Chosam means. Min hagam haya lefatech alechosam ezet siur levad Hashem. Kamanashim, like the Gemara talks about, some Amoraim used to sign their name with a fish or a stamp, some symbol that symbolized their name. So the Nitziv doesn't quote it, but I saw it quoted. It's a beautiful Medrash. If you never saw it, go look it up. It's in Medrash Rabbah, Bamidbar Rabbah, Parsha Beis Simin Zayin. There it's talking about the golem, the Pashas by Midbar, and it goes through the symbol of every shafet that was on their flag in the Midbar. And Lachor, then it still doesn't say, that was probably what was on the Choshen. Reuven has Dudaim. And Shimon has a picture of Shechem. And Levi has a picture of the Urim and Tumim. And Yehuda has a lion. And Yisachar has a sun and a moon. Zvulun has a boat. And Dan has a snake. And God, right? Everyone has been. Naphtali has an Ayalah. Asher it says a color. And it has an Ilan Zayas. All these different colors, but that is the Medrash. But then it says on the Avnei Shon, they also had pictures. What about on the Choshen, the 12 stones of the Choshen? So it for sure said the Shvatim. But fascinating, three shitas in the Rishonim, what else was written on it? So Chazal tell us, not all the letters are in the Shvatim. So you needed more words, because how you use the Choshen, which we'll talk more about tomorrow, I'm going to save that when we talk about a separate issue that arises that applies to the Choshen, how you use the Urvatumim, but you needed all the letters on the Choshen. So you needed to add in, like the letter Tes doesn't appear in the Shvatim, and the letter Kuf. So that's why Chazal added Avram Yisrael Yaakov Shiftei Ka, or Shiftei Yeshurun, were written on the Choshen. How is it written on the Choshen? So he discusses three different ways. The Balaturim, the end of Dibur Maskil, the Hinei Lashitas Rashi, the end of that paragraph, because the Balaturim, where he says, I'll call Evan Ve'Evan, I exuvim Shisha Osios. Every stone had six letters. Every stone had six letters, you gotta work it out. So on the first stone, it had Reuven. So Reish, Aleph, Vav, Vez, Nun, that's five, so you had one letter, you had Aleph. And Levi had a couple of more. Every stone had to have six letters. That's how you worked it out. Avram Yisrael Yaakov Shiftei Ka. If you look at the Rambam is totally different. The Rambam says, Avram Yisrael Yaakov, all three were written on Reuven's stone. Before the word Reuven. Avram Yisrael Yaakov Reuven. That's what the Rambam says. Shiftei Yeshurin, Shiftei Ka was written after Binyamin. So you added on the first three on Reuven and Shiftei Ka on Binyamin, says the Rambam. The Kosi B'tchilo L'mala Reuven Avram Yisrael V'Yaakov, V'Kosi V'Lamata B'Binyamin Shiftei Ka, K'dei She'yu Kala Osios M'suyosham. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Tez Zayin. If you want to look a third way, if you look in the Chizkuni, in the Torah Sinayim, he has the Chizkuni, they have the Chizkuni, and he has on the first stone Reuven Aleph, Beis, that's from Avraham, Shimon Beis, Levi Raham. Right, Yehuda Gimel, and Yisachar Tzadik, maybe he's right. So he's going through. Oh, so he has a picture. I'm sorry. This is exactly what the Balaturim said. So it's two shitas. I'm just looking at it now. It's to be able to have six with the Shvat Shevet's name and the Avram Yisrael and Yaakov. If you work it out, it works out perfectly. But you only have to mention one thing related to this. Binyamin spelled with two yuds, because you ran out of letters by the time you got to Binyamin. So Binyamin is with two yuds. That's what the Balaturim says, but you see a picture of it in the Chizkuni. So that's related to what these stones looked like. Continuing, moving right along. What did the tzitz look like? So basically Yisodos, also in Osvav, major machlokas. We know the words Kodesh Lashem were written on the tzitz. There are at least three different ways they were written. I have a sefer here on Big Tech Kahuna. You can look at it. Rashi, whether Kodesh was on the bottom, Kodesh Le, and Hashem on top on two roads. Is it Kodesh Le on top and Hashem on the bottom? Is it Hashem on the bottom and Kodesh Le, Hashem on top and Kodesh Le on the bottom? Rashi, Rambam, the Rashba, the Gemara, it's a question about what's the Girsan, the Gemara and Shabbos, and the Afsamach Gimel, but that is all. Machlokas Rishon and what exactly the tzitz look like. One final point, we're running out of time, but one final point, fascinating, and that is if you turn over towards the end, maybe we'll talk more about this tomorrow, some of the things that we missed, because we have more time. In Os Tezayin, did the Kohanim wear tefillin? So the Gemara says in Erechin, the Kohanim only wore tefillin shel Rosh. When they were doing the Avodah, they did not wear tefillin shel yad. Because what are you supposed to do? Tefillin shel rosh. Even the Kohen Gadol wears tefillin shel rosh. He puts it on top of the tzitz, because the tefillin has more kedusha than the tzitz. The tefillin has so many shemos of Hashem. And while the tzitz only has one shem of Hashem. So you have the tzitz, and then you have the tefillin above. What about big, regular Kohen Hedyot? So regular Kohen Hedyot, also, he wears his tefillin shel rosh. Right, he has his hat on, tefillin shel rosh, tefillin shel yad, what's he supposed to do? He's going to have it under the ksones? He can't, that's a chatzitza. You can't have a chatzitza between the shirt, the ksones, and the skin. You can wear it on top, you can have a chatzitza for the tefillin. So both tefillin and Vitek Una are not allowed to have chatzitzas, so you're stuck, so he doesn't wear tefillin shel yad. So Maybe before he puts on his begadim in the morning, he wears it. But a Kohen does not wear tefillin shel yah when he has his begadim on. That is what the Gemara says in Erech and Daf Gimel, and that's what's discussed in the Minchas Chinuch and Oz Tes Zayin. Again, there's more here. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about the Kelayim issue and the order you have to put it on. We'll talk more of that in Oz Yud Gimel. The next 2 days also, we get to talk about Big Dekun as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with Mitzvah 100.